Travis and Jamar podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5.
How's it looking out there?
It's good. First of all, feels great out there. The birds are going crazy. You know, I looked out in the sky because we live so close to the city. I think Northern Ontario is going to see this better than we are. We're talking about the Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire. Johnny Cash, right? But anyway, it's called the Ring of Fire, and it's a partial eclipse. And they say we'll have up until 6:30 to see this partial eclipse because sunrise is coming really soon. So, you know, it's kind of exciting. See the Earth doing its thing and the moon and the Earth coming together just for a nanosecond. Pretty cool. Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty, for what's going on, some people might say it's not a big deal, but
anything like that.
The planet is like dancing in front of the moon.
Hey, Jor, there's another planet, and we're going to recognize it today.
That's what I'm saying.
Throwing us some shade, if you know.
Look at that. You with the writing this morning. I like that.
Thank you very much. But you know, little kid, there's a way to look at it, and you got to be very careful. You don't hurt your eyes. Remember the whole Trump thing? When he was doing that on the balcony of the...
That was crazy. I was like, why is he doing this? The president is about to blind himself in front of everybody. Former President Trump at the last major solar eclipse.
Right.
Was like playing with the glasses, taking him off to see if he could see it. Like, what are you doing, bro?
Hey, Melania, I can't see it. I'm going to take off my glasses so I can see a little clearer. Anyway, they want you to protect your eyes. So if you are up and listening right now, and obviously you are if you're hearing this story, you got to be really careful on how you approach that. That's for sure. But you know, like any time that you're away from a major city too, where there are no city lights, the sky is much clearer. You see the constellations.
Isn't that great? The astronomists call that light pollution.
Oh, and I like that kind of light pollution.
Isn't that a funny term? Like the actual light that we produce on Earth.
We produce, yeah.
Pollutes the sky.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of a phenomenon. We love talking about the solar eclipse. That's really cool. And that is Johnny Cash with Ring of Fire. Is that what he meant?
The Ring of Fire.
I have no idea what he meant by that.
Of love is sweet.
Okay.
When hearts like ours meet.
Maybe the ring is the Ring of Fire, right? I don't know.
The Ring of fire.
We got to look up.
It sounds like a shot at a local bar I went to once.
It sounds terrifying.
Sounds really horrible, right? Like, it's like Ring of Fire.
Y'all talking about my wedding band with you?
It sounds like I ate too much bad Mexican, and that's what happens at the end of the night. The Ring of Fire.
Ah!
Chum 104.5. Horoscopes. Cancer.
Hey, Marilyn, an insight may create a positive shift in your life. It's a chance to enhance your inner game and improve your options. This can be a great time to connect with a mentor or a life coach who could help you overcome any limitations.
Okay.
All right, give them a call. Your day is an 8.
Oh, I love that.
Scorpio.
A dynamic eclipse, huh? And new moon could act as a catalyst to better things. Now is the time, Scorpio, to let go of what no longer serves so you can take advantage of all that is new. So cut out the dead wood and you'll feel like a weight has been lifted from you. Scorpio, your day's an 8.
Today, Aquarius, the solar eclipse can kickstart events that urge you to express yourself in the most creative and authentic way possible. You may be drawn to develop new skills or hone ones that you already have. With time, you can be very talented. What if they're not talented already? Anyway, your day, Aquarius, is a 5. I'm just looking out for you, Aquarius, with time.
We're hoping with time you'll become more talented, but that may not happen.
Yeah, you're not quite there yet, Aquarius, but with time.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
If you can remember the last time you flew, the question for you this morning is, what was the most ridiculous item that you checked into the baggage hold with an airline?
Yeah, and that means extra money there too, doesn't it?
Sure.
Can you think of what you did? I'm just trying to think. It's been a while.
Awkward items I've checked in. Have I checked in any awkward items? Nothing notable, really, just like luggage and stuff. But I do see people, you're waiting at the baggage claim, the carousel, and then you see bag, then you see a broom. And you're just like, who's bringing a broom?
That's right.
It's like, it's wrapped in plastic, and it's just like, it just can't fit in the plane with you.
Yeah, but you really want that broom. So you're willing to pay an extra $20 to get it on the plane so you can have it for when you get home. Yeah, well, there's some unusual stories. This one's really funny.
This one is. A woman was going somewhere and she decided that, well, take a listen.
Southwest is never going to let me check this, or they're going to say, like, carry it on with you. We just happened to look out the window once we got onto the plane, and there were the ramp guys, like, loading my pool noodle onto the plane. Several times when we were on the beach, people recognized me from my TikTok. We were on the beach, and some girl was like, oh, are you that girl that made a TikTok about taking a pool noodle on the plane? And I was like, yeah, I am.
So this woman's 19 years old, and she was having fun with her friend. She tested the theory last month when she checked a pool noodle onto a flight to Florida. So she posted a video of her pool noodle's airplane adventure. So, like, she looks out the window, Jamar, right?
That's the best.
And she looks out, and the guys are like, you know, they're packing up all the bags and going, and they're throwing the pool noodle onto the
conveyor belt. There's my pool noodle.
There it goes.
Up the ramp.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was just between some girls who were having a girls, you know, fun time, right? And so, okay, check in and see what happens. Well, as she said, you know, she's sitting on the beach somewhere and this person comes up and goes, hey, are you the pool noodle girl? That right now, as of this time, 10.9 million views. Amazing. On that pool noodle adventure.
And that is not a very long flight, mind you. I mean, you know, like maybe like 3 hours.
If that.
By the time she got to Florida.
Right.
Her pool noodle had gone viral, and it's only going even more viral. A pool noodle, everybody. This is one of the funniest things on the internet.
Just that. They just were having a couple of cocktails and say, let's just put the pool noodle on and see what happens. Well, you get recognized on the beach. There you go.
Some 104.5. In the morning. Back to the morning show. With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
And I learn something new about you guys every day. We were talking off the air, and I learned something. I think this actually happened on the air yesterday, and we just had to come back to it. Azalea taught us something about herself. She doesn't wear sneakers. Like, you don't. I mean, I guess that's okay, but it is a little interesting, to say the least. You don't wear sneakers at all.
I mean, no, I don't wear sneakers. I like to wear
only
slides.
If you have to?
I mean, I try to wear these sneakers now that I have them. These trusty Nikes. I don't know what the brand, like, I don't know what the shoe is called. You know what? They're called Juvenates.
Okay, and why did you buy them?
So the reason I bought these was actually for Trinidad Carnival so that I could play Juve, which is like a paint party.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, these are great. And they actually had paint on them, but I cleaned them.
Okay.
So that I could wear them now.
Yo, did Nike make a special carnival sneaker, or did you just so happen to buy the Juvenate for Juve?
Yeah, I just so happened to buy the Juvenate for Juve.
I was like, whoa,
but
okay.
I like them because the back is soft and I could just go on sale, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If with
you know
her,
me too well.
With her, it has to be really, really, really on sale.
Yeah.
And then the other part of it is, because they're knit, you can slide your foot in without having to put the shoe totally
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Now, when you take a look
it's
at
fantastic.
Jamar and Miles and myself, I don't even know if you've even counted how many running shoes that you have, guys.
Like,
I mean, that's your thing.
Yeah. I wouldn't count. Cause,
that's what I'm saying. She has one.
I'm going to wear these to the death.
You're going to wear them to the wheels fall off?
To the wheels fall off.
That's funny. Yeah. I mean, so you don't ever feel like putting on like a stylish sneaker ever?
I don't think that I'm cool enough to wear sneakers, to be honest.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
You know, like, I feel like you have to wear like a cool outfit and then have like a pair of cool sneakers. I don't think I could pull that look off.
When you get to be my age, is what you do is you look at your closet and go, what are the most comfortable shoes? And then what outfit am I going to wear?
Right.
It gets flipped. It really gets flipped.
I always wear slides.
Okay,
or boots.
Well, slides That's are good. It. Boots are good. But like a pair of, like in fashion right now, a white pair of shoes for men and women, you know, with shorts or a jumpsuit, whatever. That's right. Good.
Okay, I need suggestions of the right white sneakers.
Okay,
I'll tell you right now.
That don't look like massive on my foot.
Okay.
Like, I'm a size 8, and I feel like my foot looks huge sometimes.
OMG. I'm a 9.
What you need
Seriously.
To do, you should invest in like a nice stylish shoe, like a really, like invest in like a, like go online and find a nice dunk.
Oh, I did find one.
What'd you find?
What's a dunk?
You don't know what like the Nike dunks are? Like it's a,
like
that's
a dunk? Like the ones that pump up at the tongue?
No. That's a pump. Pump.
Okay.
The Nike dunk is like the it's hard to find, but if you find one in a color combination that really looks good, pay the amount of money.
I kind
it costs.
Of like the nudie, like this color that I'm wearing right now, that nude kind of color for those Yeezys or the Adidas. I think they're called Air something.
Yeah.
but something like that. Maybe they're not called Air something.
Yeah, no. I was like, that sounds something like Nike. That's a Nike brand.
Right,
like,
okay, so like there's an Adidas shoe that is kind of like this color.
Like
that
a skinny, like a taupey, tanny, peachy.
Yes.
Those are very in.
If I could find, but they're like $250. I mean, these shoes were like $40.
So okay, well, I'll tell you a secret about me. I don't want to go in too hard about you and sneakers. But, you know, I think if everyone really thinks about it, there's a type of clothing that we just don't wear at all. Here's mine. I don't own a scarf. I don't own scarves. I can't stand scarves. I think the idea of scarves are stupid. It's just like, why do I need just a single piece of fabric to go around my neck? I'll just zip my jacket up.
You can get like a blanket scarf. That would match your whole vibe.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm someone's auntie. No, I'm cool.
He'll lose it. He will lose it.
That's probably where that came from.
But you know, the answer to that is, you know those things that you put on over your neck, those neck warmers?
Like a gator or something?
Those are good because they really keep your neck warm. But I get you. My husband's the same way. I have to think about these running shoes. So they have to be comfortable. They have to be on sale.
Yes.
And they have to be... And by the way, listen, running shoes don't make your feet look bigger, okay? They don't. They just don't do that.
Some look super just like clunky.
Well, some of them look orthopedic. You know? Like some of the platforms that are out right now, this person's not wearing them because I am that person. You know what I mean?
That's the look now, the chunky sneaker.
I am not wearing that, so I wear thin heels. I can help you with that. What about you, Miles? What don't you wear? Like, what don't you wear? Because you always order stuff.
Oh, the one thing I don't wear.
Yeah.
I wear everything. I honestly couldn't think of something.
Cargo shorts? Do you have a pair of cargo shorts?
I don't wear toques. I don't suit hats.
You know what? That's funny. I've never seen you wear a toque before.
I really don't suit them.
And you don't wear them. That's right.
I'll brave the cold in winter.
That's a very Toronto thing, though, Miles. You have to wear like a toque and you have to roll it.
Yeah.
They don't suit me.
Really? Yeah. What do you think? You think you look ridiculous?
They make me look bald for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do you put on your head in the wintertime?
I'll just put my hood up.
That's funny. From what I've seen, he's absolutely right. Miles doesn't ever wear a toque.
That's interesting.
No scarves for me, no sneakers for you, no toques for you. Marilyn, is there an item of clothing that you just never wear?
Oh, gosh, there's a lot. But I'd say those cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts. You know what? I cannot picture you in a cargo short, which is...
No.
Actually, when I think about it, it makes me laugh.
Yeah,
you wear your cargo shorts.
It's just those big pockets and the thing and the blah. Yeah, never. Even when they were in, I'm like, no, thanks a lot.
Not
interested.
That looks like
Yeah. They're man repellers, I think.
Well, they're woman repellers now too.
They're women repellers too.
Yes, they are. All right. Well, each is their own. So
I'm going to find Azalea. I'm on a mission, and I'm going to give you a couple of examples of some shoes you should consider.
Okay, white or tan.
White or
I'm
tan.
I'm down for.
A classic Air Max? You could rock the mess out of that. Are you nuts?
I do own a pair of Air Maxes. I've worn them maybe once.
See, if she's not wearing
them,
burgundy. It's not worth it.
They're wine colored.
Yeah, that's good. That's for winter.
Okay.
Now, the 6:30 games on Chump.
Let's start it up, our 6:30 games with Gabriel on Team Marilyn. Good morning, Gabriel.
Hello.
Good morning.
All right, and on Team Jamar is Roxanne.
Good morning.
Hey, Roxanne. And today, a very exciting prize for our contestants.
Yes, and it's going to make your house really clean, especially for Father's Day. It's the new iRobot Roomba i3 Plus. It's a wonderful vacuum designed to clean the house, save time, make housework easier. Now Dad can clean without lifting a finger.
Nice. Sounds like a great prize. Okay, so this morning you guys are playing Opening Line. Opening Line. All you have to do is name the song's title or artist, but you're only going to hear the opening line of the song, like the first sentence of the song. We give you three each, and whoever gets the most wins. Tiebreaker if we need one.
All right, here we go. Gabriel, you know what? You're up first. Are you ready, Gabriel?
Yes.
Where's that energy, Gabriel? Come on, baby.
Let's go.
All right. Here's the first one.
Baby, I'm so into you.
Who is that, or what is the name of the song?
It's Britney Spears.
Yay! Yeah, drive me crazy.
Nice and done. Okay. Roxanne, this is yours.
It's been 24 hours, I need more hours with you.
Maroon 5.
Woo!
Sure is. That is Girls Like You, Maroon 5.
All right, Gabriel, here's your next one.
I've been running high, but you're screaming my
Is that Backstreet Boys?
Yes!
Oh, wow.
Larger than life. Look at you, Gabriel. All right.
Okay, here we go, Roxanne. Here's your second.
Am I throwing you off?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
How you doing, young lady?
Ooh, I know it's wrong, but I'm going to go with Kesha. I have no idea.
Not Kesha. That is Nelly Furtado featuring Timbaland, Promiscuous.
Promiscuous girl.
All right.
Okay, here we go. You get this one, you win.
Is my answering machine now that
oh,
I'm
Leo.
Home.
Hey, Gabriel.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah.
I think you had your doubts at the beginning of this, didn't you, Gabriel? A little bit.
Yeah, I'm good with all the old school songs.
That's great. Okay, well, you won the new iRobot Roomba i3 Plus. Makes a great Father's Day gift. Are you a dad?
Nope, but I'll give it to my dad.
Okay, make sure he knows how to run it, okay? Just to let you know. All right. Wonderful.
Thank you guys so much.
Happy Father's Day to your dad. And thank you so much, Roxanne, for playing.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
Check out this creepy story. A woman discovered through some evidence and some sleuthing around her home that she was not alone. She said she did a full sweep of her house and realized that someone may have been living in her house, in her basement. And do we have audio over there?
That's weird.
That is crazy.
How often have you not been in your basement? That's the first question I have.
I go in my basement every day.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Me too. So what, like things? Like what things?
She found a clump of hair.
Ah!
Can you imagine that?
Where?
In the shower.
Oh!
Clumps of brown hair in the shower.
No.
And she did a video, put it on TikTok, and it went pretty viral, 1.2 million views.
Oh, boy.
And she said she's staying at a friend's house until she could do a full sweep of the house.
Oh, yeah.
But now she wishes she never posted the video on TikTok because there's too many people in her business.
Oh, yeah.
And there's too many people talking about it. Now everyone could probably figure out where she lives and what. Yeah. But have you ever found anything creepy in your home that you can't explain? Anybody? You can text the 104536. I'd love to hear. But anything creepy in the Marilyn Dennis house at all?
Well,
anything not named Jim, by the way.
No, but I'm thinking years back, when Adam and I were living downtown, my son Adam, we got broken into.
Okay.
And there was the beds were uprooted, all the drawers were open, everything like that. I mean, you could see that.
Yeah.
It was we did not want to stay there anymore.
Wow.
Because you sensed that you knew that someone's here was there. And they didn't take away much because we didn't have a lot. But the thing is, she's sensing that someone is there. She can't nail it down. So that's an awful feeling.
That's scary.
How about anybody ever break into your car?
Oh, yeah, I've gotten my car broken.
Yeah.
Not my current car, but I've had a car.
Right.
It's such a weird feeling, right, when someone's in your property.
It is.
And it's like, this is mine. And now it just feels like you're sharing something that you shouldn't be sharing with somebody.
I think this has happened a couple times. I didn't lock my door a long time ago. And I got in the car and I went, something's different here.
Yeah.
Something feels different. And something felt different because some change was missing and stuff.
Okay.
So that, can you imagine? This is her house that she owns, Jamar.
Yeah, and she says there's no way that the hair is hers because she has a completely different hair color. She has light color hair. This is brown hair.
Ick. Yeah, all right, lock the doors, Martha. We're never going out again. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Wake up.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
Texters texting, let's see. What? If I could go on a cruise with a theme, it would be Sailor Moon. Sailor Moon themed cruise. An entire anime themed cruise. That would be cool.
Funny. If I haven't heard that for a long time. Yeah.
Someone said Golden Girls. I'd do a Golden Girls themed cruise. They're already doing every cruise is Golden Girls.
It's already there.
I'm joking.
Okay, I have to tell you, Jamar. I've been to Miami, as you know.
Yeah,
love it. I think it's so fun. But you know, you're driving on the causeway there, and you see all these massive ships.
Yeah.
And I've never been in one. So Tommy, short term memory. Remember that one that got all the people got stranded during COVID, the pandemic.
Yeah, that's how everything popped off.
Yeah. But now the cruise industry is back. They're promoting a whole bunch of stuff, and that's great. But I've never been on a cruise, so you have.
Yeah, the cruise ships are real. I mean, they're an engineering feat. I mean, these cruise ships are like floating cities, and they're really extravagant. Like some ships the more expensive cruise lines, like the middle of the ship is literally like a city. They'll have like tall buildings that'll look like Vegas. It'll look like New York City. You know, they have them really decked out. And you can do everything on these cruise ships. You can go ice skating on some cruises.
Yeah.
You can go, you know, like water slides, rock climbing walls. I mean, they are gigantic and they hold like thousands of people. And now they're all even doing these theme cruises where you can go on like music events. They'll have like a big reggae cruise.
Sure.
We'll have bands and they'll do reggae music. They have like a soca cruise.
Listen, the where you'd be class, like, the soca? Oh, there's
one.
Yeah,
you'd be at Carnival for like a week. So it's cool. But the other thing is, you know, you're on the boat for a week.
Okay, you did this for us off air, so you have to go. Okay, you're going on a cruise. Day one. What's it like?
Day one. Yay, we got on the boat. You're waving goodbye to everyone at the pier in Miami or Fort Lauderdale, and you're like, bye. Oh my God, look at the dolphins in the water. And you see them jumping by the ship. I think they train them to do that, actually. I don't know how that happens every time. And then you finally get to see, and it's like, great. Look at all this food and just eat everything. Look at all these drinks. You drink everything and you're wasted. You're finding people to hook up on day two. You're like, oh, she's hot.
Day two.
She's cute.
Yes.
You make mistakes. You know, you hook up with people that you'll never see again. Only you'll see them again on day three and day four and day five. You're like, oh, you. Hey. Hi.
What about those excursions?
Oh, the excursions, they're a total ripoff. Because, you know, day three, you get to the first port, which will be like, I don't know, maybe like Bahamas, maybe Grand Cayman or something
that.
And you get off and, you know, people are taking you on these excursions where you're, you know, visiting these tourist sites and tourist traps. But they're charging you like $80 for it.
Oh, for you to get off the boat to go do that.
Yeah, no, the locals are charging you that because they know you have no choice. Oh, yeah, you want to go see this rock sculpture? $80. And you're just like, what else am I going to do?
Okay, so here's my thing. Not interested.
Not
but at the same time, themes are really important to people and people want to go away. Mm-hmm. So what theme would it take you to get on a ship?
For many, it'll be this new one. In 2022, if you love the TV show Friends, there is a Friends-themed cruise setting sail, complete with all the Friends characters, replicas, trivia nights. They'll have a set that looks actually like Central Perk, the apartments. It's all there on the cruise. But it's a celebrity cruise line, which is not the best.
Okay.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
All aboard the Friends cruise.
I'll be there for you.
This is your captain speaking, Chandler. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Debbie, you've been on a theme cruise before. What was the theme, Debbie?
It was Bon Jovi.
Was he there?
He was there.
Oh,
get out of here.
Jean Bon Jovi, he was there? Was it fun?
He was there. It was fun. It was two of them, actually.
For the whole time?
What, did they get off and swim back, Marilyn?
No.
Did they have a helicopter, the Bon Jovi helicopter?
That's great.
Right? Did they do that?
Well, we picked them up from Bahamas.
Of course you did.
Of course you did. That's so messed up.
And then where'd you drop them off?
Right back in the Bahamas.
Okay.
It was awesome. And then that was with my girlfriends. And then in the fall, it was August.
Yeah.
I met my family and we went to Spain and we went on a Mediterranean cruise.
That's nice. Is that lovely?
It was with Bon Jovi.
Again?
Again.
Can those guys get around?
You're Bon Jovi fans.
Huge fan, and it was so much fun.
So what are they doing? What are the Bon Jovi guys doing during the Bon Jovi cruise? Are they like signing autographs and doing songs or what?
Actually, it was John, so he was there, and he would come in, and you had your picture taken with him, and his son was there. He was doing his Hampton wine, and so we had a wine tasting there.
Oh, yeah, he's got that rosé wine, hasn't he?
Right.
Rosé wine, and it was so much fun.
And, you know, and did he sing at all?
Oh, yeah. He had a couple of shows, actually.
Good for him. So, okay. Yeah. That's a lot of pictures to be taken, right, on that
you
boat.
You know it.
Did he look like he was having fun, or did...
He was having a blast, and everybody on there, like, there was one where we had to do it inside because of the weather.
Yeah.
But the other one, outdoors on the deck, oh, my God, it was amazing.
I bet. Yeah, okay, I'm warming up to this now. I'm warming up to... And he's such a nice guy.
Oh,
he's such a good guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Not hard to look at. I'll just say that.
Did you get a look at his room? Did you get a look at his room? Like,
Jamar. I wish, Jamar. My family was there.
How did they prevent stalkers on the cruise?
I wish for you. That would have been one hell of an experience. Yeah.
Well, and the girls were now, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that.
That's great. Okay. Thanks for letting us know. Yeah, you know, that resonates with a lot of women.
John Bon Jovi's room on the cruise must be nice, right?
Nice, really nice.
And lined with fans. I woke up.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning to everybody. And now we'd love to check in with our sister, our dear friend, our very own Caitlin Green.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
There's the voice. There she is. How are you, Caitlin?
I'm good. I'm just staring out my balcony at a nice, beautiful, sunny day.
It's a beautiful, sunny day. Well, we all miss you, and we're thinking about you and Kyle all the time. It was a very, very tough and still continues to be, I'm sure, a very tough time for you and Kyle. Can you give us an update of how you're both doing?
We're doing, I'd like to say that we're like a lot more functional. So we're doing better. We're, you know, getting more stuff done than we were able to in the beginning.
Yes.
My interest in baking has returned, which I'm taking it as a good time.
Good. Yeah.
We've been doing well. We've got a really great support network of friends and family. Obviously, all my family at Chum, you guys have been just so supportive and great. Mm-hmm. And we have a good therapist, you know, we're doing all that stuff. I feel like we're doing kind of all the right things for us right now.
Right, right. So let's get an update on the funds that were dedicated to Dear Sam. Tell us all about that and how our Chum listeners and people in general really were there to support all of you.
It was amazing. And it's funny because, you know, when you have like a loss like this, and you kind of you've shared it really publicly. I think people who've reached out to me and have dealt with similar losses, they say, you know, it's always hard to try to break the news to everybody. So imagine breaking the news to so many more people.
Right.
So it felt stressful. And then it turned out to be this incredible positive thing where so many people sent messages of support and so many people donated to this fund. So right now, the fund for Women and Infant Health at Mount Sinai, that's in Sam's name, I think it sits at almost $37,000.
That's incredible.
Wow.
It's amazing. And it was like so many individual donors too, because I think it's over 400 individual donors. And so now, because it's such a substantial amount of money, it's actually going to be able to fund a specific research project, again, geared towards women and infant health at Mount Sinai, and it's going to be in Sam's name.
That's
so it's really amazing to be able to kind of fund that work. And it's just when you're there and you see the incredible work that all these healthcare workers do up close and how hard they try to make everything as perfect as it can for you, even in the worst situation possible, all you want to do is kind of give back. The fact that we're able to is amazing. And really, the fact that all the Chum listeners were so gracious and able to help us, we just were overwhelmed with that support.
I mean, we see the messages and the emails every day. The Chum family has, number one, longed to hear your voice. Everyone is texting you right now that
they're happy to hear you.
Happy to hear you. But also those messages of encouragement and support, and so many people who have actually gone through similar tragedies of you and your family as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. That was the really special, I think, part of the personal angle that you feel so lucky to have as part of your job, where people reach out to you and tell you what they've been through and how they kind of, you know, made it to a better point, a more manageable point in their loss. And it really does, it kind of lifts your spirits to see other people who've been through the same thing and then said, you know, I'm 2 years post-loss and here's where I'm at and it's much better for me and I hope you can get there too. And it makes a huge difference when you're in those initial few weeks.
So there's a unique and important community of friends that you never knew that you had.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always knew our listeners were kind of special and that everyone who listened to the show was like family, but this really brings that home.
So what can we do to continue this? This research is incredible. The amount of money that's been raised. What else can you tell us about this research because we want the funding to continue. So tell us about that.
basically the actual, so the hospital will send us a whole bunch of projects that their researchers and doctors are hoping to seek special funding for. And then we'll end up selecting one, and the goal would be to select a project that would impact as many women or babies as possible to help as many people as you can. Right. And so from now until, I believe it's next April, we're going to leave this fund open, and throughout the year there'll be little pushes or mentions of it, you know, on my social or wherever, right, and people can continue to donate. And then once that project is awarded, obviously we'll be updating everybody on how the money is going to help the hospital, just so that, you know, people who donated can kind of, you know, follow along and see where their money's going to go, because it really is something meaningful in our son's name that everyone's done to help, not just us, but so many other families.
Of course. So where do people donate? How do they do it?
So you can go to the link in my bio on my Instagram account. You can go to my link in my bio on my Twitter account. It's really easy. It's basically a Sinai and then a / for Sam.
For Sam.
Cool. And we hear that you are going to be hitting up the Jan Arden podcast again this weekend, eh?
I am. I'm checking in on the podcast as well. We've had lots of podcast listeners who've reached out, so we're going to be doing this kind of same conversation on the show, and that episode's going to come out on Saturday around noon, so you can get that anywhere you listen to podcasts, iHeart, Spotify, all those places.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Caitlin Green is one of the, and tell me if I'm wrong, producers or just hosts? You are the producer of the Jan Arden podcast, correct?
Yeah, executive producer, and then put on the old co-host hat as well.
Yeah, really good podcast.
It's a great podcast.
Really fun.
Yeah.
So check that out. And I'm sure you'll be talking more in depth about what you've gone through and your journey on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Very good. Well, our best to you. It's so good to hear your wonderful voice, and give Kyle a big hug. Maybe someday we can do it in person. I mean, going through what you've gone through, both of you and as a family, and then being in a lockdown. I mean, it's hard for people who love you to reach out to you I don't know about you, Jamar. I just want to hug her. What about you?
I want to give her a big hug and cry and snot all over her shoulder and stuff.
Yeah.
But so maybe it's better that we're socially distant right now.
Yeah, maybe it is.
That too.
Caitlin, it's so great to talk to you. And, you know, it's so good that all in the name of Sam. And we are really pleased to hear your voice, but your courage is amazing. We are encouraged by you too.
Thank you. I miss you guys so much.
All right.
There it is.
Have a great day, honey.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Caitlin Green.
Yes. It's good to hear the trending chick. But, you know, Zalia, have you ever met Caitlin?
Not in person. Oh. We haven't met, but we are on each other's social media.
Good.
So we do try to we'll look at each other's stuff.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Azalea hasn't met anyone.
Yeah, well, that's true. You know, how about that? Starting
Azalea
a new job and she hasn't met anybody.
During a pandemic. Azalea hasn't even been to the building yet.
What a
Azalea hasn't even met her boss yet.
Yeah, right.
No, right.
In person.
It's very funny.
Turn it up. Jump
104.5's Forever Fridays.
Forever Fridays.
What? Michelle, what a way to wake up, right?
Wow, that's amazing.
Here's the words you wanted to come out of your mouth. Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, I'm going up to Friday Harbor to our place there. Would you like to be able to say that?
I would love to say that.
So where are you located now? Are you in the city or where are you?
I'm actually on my way to work in Vaughan.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's not a very far drive to the beautiful new condo you might win.
Well, it's about an hour from my house now.
Oh, that's beautiful. I bet you're not on the water, though, where you are.
I'm actually on the water in Keswick.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Do you really need this key? Well, listen, your name's in the draw, and Jamar and I are going to make that draw on August 3rd, and you'll be joining lots of other people who knew what the keyword is, and they registered, and now it's just a waiting game, okay?
That's great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for playing with us. Yeah.
Imagine yourself in the place. Thoughts become things. That's how it works.
That's right.
That's great. Yeah.
Congrats. All right. Thanks for joining. So it's 8:10 now. What you should do right now, check out the website, chum1045.com. That's where you could start imagining yourself in the condo because the pictures are there.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. I'll take her place in Keswick and she can have the Friday Harbor.
Yeah, that's how it should go.
That should go. Yeah.
But it should go right to you. If you think that's what it is, chum1045.com.
It's good. You know what? What we always say, Jamar, it's so pristine new that no one else has been in. It's all yours.
No one's crud in the crevices.
And the corn is in the microwave.
Right.
All right.
Did you guys hear about the new ocean?
There's another one? You mean I got to change my little globe?
Wait. Okay. It's not so new, but it's kind of new. Let's just go through the oceans that we know of. We know of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
We know of the Pacific Ocean.
Yep.
We know of the Indian Ocean.
Right.
We know of the Arctic Ocean. But scientists and researchers are now coming to a consensus that there's another ocean that kind of is a mix of all the oceans together, but because of the way a current flows around it, they're officially designating it as a new ocean, its own ocean. And it's called, ready? The Southern Ocean.
What? Well, that's the location, but what does that all mean?
Well, guess where it is? Way down south. I think around Antarctica. Yeah, the Southern Ocean. And like I said, they're saying that this is considered now its own ocean because of the way the currents kind of swirl around it. It's probably its own body of water. But realistically, all the bodies of water on Earth are connected. Like, water is all connected. It's not separated. So,
right.
Yeah, so, but it's its own ocean. I mean, but let's face it, I don't think anyone in Antarctica was arguing because there's really no one there.
That was, well, I was going to say, we didn't know about it because we really are not in that area very much.
Yeah, or if at
all.
I mean,
that's interesting.
That would be an adventure, though, Marilyn, to go down to Antarctica and see what it's like. I mean, it's frozen, it's cold. But it is pretty wonderful to see. I mean, all the glaciers and whatever.
Yeah.
Look, it's only official if someone's tagged the location on Instagram.
That's 100%. True. That's true.
Well, a Kardashian has to do it first before it becomes a thing.
Right, right. Now, let me ask you this, guys. Sure. Don't you feel sometimes, even though we're out in space and it's great, la, 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 have we really investigated everything about the planet?
Nah, man. You see, now you're talking my language. Like, honestly, when it comes to the oceans, we've only really observed, like, a very small percentage of the ocean floor and the ocean itself.
And we got to clean it up, too.
We got to clean it up. We got to do better about it. But we got to understand it because it really is. I don't even know why we call it Earth. It should be called water, not Earth. The planet. It's like almost 80% water.
That's right. Yeah.
But,
interesting. Okay. So listen, when you got out on the patio tomorrow with friends you haven't seen for a while, say, I'm maybe planning a trip to the Southern Ocean. That'll start a whole new conversation.
It does sound very ritzy, right?
Yes, it does.
You could say that. And it's literally just frozen, like, tundra and stuff like that. But, we're going to the Southern Ocean.
Yes.
Match. Game.
Dorothy is joining us.
Hello, Dorothy.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
From East York.
And how's everything in East York today?
Peachy King.
Okay, all right. So who are you going to choose today for Match Game? It's $200, Jamar or me?
I'm going to choose you, Marilyn.
Okay, good luck, everybody.
You selected Marilyn.
Selection made. Headphones coming off. Marilyn? Hello, Marilyn? Marilyn, who's that behind you? Okay, she can't hear us. Great.
Clever toy.
No, well, just making sure everything's fair and square. All right, Dorothy, are you ready to go?
I am ready.
All right, this is for $200. Let's play Match Game.
Okay, Dorothy, 15 seconds on the clock as soon as I give you the first word. And today, the first word is shopping.
Shopping trip, shopping bag, shopping mall, shopping list. Spoiled for choice this time. Shopping trip, shopping mall. You know what? It's been talked about a lot lately, so I'm going to say shopping mall.
Are you locking it in?
I am locking it in.
Answer locked.
Press one more button. There we go.
Hey, I'm back.
Okay, Marilyn.
Yes, Miles.
Are you ready for your 15-second time limit?
15 second of fame.
Okay, so the first word today is shopping.
I miss it so much. Shopping. Shopping cart. Shopping hours. Shopping bag. Shopping mall. Well, malls are shopping. I long to hold shopping bags. Shopping bag. Shopping cart. Shopping bag. Shopping bag. Yeah, shopping bag. I don't know. I'm so excited. I'd say bag.
Are you locking it in?
Yeah, yeah.
Answer locked.
And Dorothy, what did you say?
Eventually, I decided on mall.
Oh, did you say bag at all?
I did.
Dang.
She went through a bunch of the good ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What else? What are people saying?
Shopping spree.
Shopping spree, yeah, yeah.
Shopping cart.
Cart.
Shopping list.
Oh, yeah.
Shopping well, hours.
Shopping hours. I said that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember, when some of these stores open up again and your husband, like my husband, says, do you have a list? You say, oh, no, there's no list. I'm just going to go and immerse myself in shopping, okay? No list. Dorothy, sorry about that.
Oh, well, it was fun playing and have a great day.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, take care. Tomorrow, $300 on the match game.
Why go into the store when you could just enjoy shopping online?
Yeah, that's another right. word. Yeah, I kind of miss going in there and say, hey, what's going on? Yeah, yeah. Shopping online, I've done that a lot.
I don't miss the fitting room. I can't stand fitting rooms.
Do you take stuff home and then return it?
I take stuff home and then make it fit. Well, it's mine now. That's me, though.
Do you?
Yeah, I very rarely have to return stuff, though.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, good for you. Ah, that's not the case. Post-COVID, I don't know. Post-pandemic?
Yeah, true.
Might be a little different now, Jamar.
Well, let's see. We'll make adjustments.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
Well, we know Chris Harrison is now out of the Bachelor franchise, but with Bachelor in Paradise coming up, who is going to fill his shoes? So we found out earlier this week that longtime fan of the show and comedian David Spade would be one of the guest hosts. But yesterday, they also released the rest, and some to me were a little bit surprising. So we have Lance Bass from NSYNC.
Okay,
Titus Burgess. Yeah, I like Lance Bass.
Who's Titus?
Titus, he starred in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. He's great.
Right?
He's funny.
And then we have rapper Lil Jon.
No.
Tell me why. No.
Now they're just stunting. You know, they're just trying to be funny. It's just like
Lil Jon.
I mean, listen, I like Lil Jon. I've actually met him a bunch of times. Really cool dude. He's actually a really good snowboarder too. By the way,
yeah.
I'm supposed to go on a trip with him. But anyway, no, Lil Jon.
What's his catchphrase?
Yeah. What? Okay. I don't think he does that anymore.
Yeah,
but
he doesn't. Oh well. I was very surprised, but apparently there's even more celebrity guests in mind, but these four are the only ones that deals have closed for so far. But they do have Sarah Hyland. She's rumored to also appear, but she's from Modern Family.
She's great.
So her deal hasn't closed yet, and her role hasn't been disclosed. We don't know if she's going to be a host or what her what she might be doing. Her and her husband are going to be doing something, but they haven't released it just yet.
If they put Lil Jon on The Bachelor, now the show will become a spoof of itself. That's really
well. It's The Bachelor in Paradise, right? So it's not the actual.
Oh, it's a fun one.
It's the fun one.
The fun one.
Okay. That's okay.
There we go. That's Lil Jon.
Okay.
Do it again.
Yeah. I mean, maybe in Paradise. Okay, maybe. I mean, that's
what about the guy that does the Aflac commercials? That guy too.
The Aflac guy?
Yeah.
What?
You know what?
I don't know, but
you know what? Oh my God.
He'll probably, similarly to David Spade, well, similarly to everyone who's joining, actually. Well, I don't know how funny Lance Bass is, but like Titus Burgess, everyone's going to bring their own kind of comedic style, right?
Sure.
And so that's what I think is going to happen.
Paradise is just the hookup one, right? Where they just go and just like mess around all the time, right?
Yeah, they're all in a house or something like that.
Yeah! Maybe that could work.
So,
that's your wake-up call, by the way.
Exactly. Now, No Frills is a grocery store that I frequent here in Toronto. But they did a marketing campaign last year to appeal to like younger shoppers. They kind of just made it fun. They've turned it into like a video game. They had new ads, a clothing line, and they even released an album that's available on Apple Music. So it's called Holland State of Mind. But somehow Jimmy Fallon got a hold of this and added it to his segment called Jimmy's Do Not Playlist. So he actually thought this was a real band and he played the song Bananas.
This next one is an artist called No Frills. It's a banana.
Yeah.
There we go. Let's listen to it. Bananas.
Bananas, portable fruit. Put them in a smoothie for your cold pressed juice. Bananas.
Stop. Please stop.
That's you, man.
That's a good line. But the portable
fruit. No other fruit is portable. You can't take fruit with you, man. Yeah.
Try to pick up an apple.
Good.
So what they don't know is that that is a store. And but I, what I didn't know is they have more songs.
Yeah, they have a whole album.
They've got a whole album.
They got a whole playlist on, was it on Apple Music, Miles? Is that
what
it is?
What is it, Miles?
Yeah, on Spotify, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so it's legit that they have. I don't either. So they've got a legit, is there another song from that album? I don't know.
There's, what's the, One Cart Apart.
That's great.
But anyway, so do you think you'll do a correction on that? Or
I don't know. Maybe
I'm not sure if he's going to. He might think it's funnier now that it's a grocery store. And now he's going to. I think Canada might get some cool points, actually.
I think so, too, because our discovery is that they actually have an album out. And, I mean, I know about No Frills. So I think it's all going to come together. They're gonna do well with this, for sure.
The only thing I didn't know. I just didn't know you would cold press a banana. But I digress.
Okay.
Cold press a banana.
Uh-huh. Cool press.
That sounds messy.
Oh, but just so you guys know, they want to, Loblaws companies did respond to Jimmy.
Oh, did they?
And they did say that they respectfully disagree with Mr. Fallon, and they remain firm in their belief that the banana represents the best of the best as far as fruit portability is concerned.
Don't take him.
All right. That's what's trending. That's going to be a great back and forth, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving.
Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Gotta say it again. Beautiful day today.
It's picture perfect. Get out and do something today. It's a breeze. The sun is in a perfect spot. I love it. And I'll take this over yesterday because it was too stinking hot yesterday.
Well, today's pretty mild.
Mm-hmm.
And with the world sort of opening up a little bit,
mm-hmm.
maybe a chance to explore and see what's going on in town.
The forecast looks good for the patios and stuff to open up, so I'm looking forward to that.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.